Welcome to the Kickstart Your Edge Play to Win Leadership Podcast,
where we've flipped the script with our groundbreaking modus operandi to bring you real, relevant, and relatable tactics and techniques to master your own play to win mindset.
Talk about a superpower. It's time to iron your cape.
What we know for sure is what got you here won't get you there.
You can't see the spinach in your own teeth.
And finally, hang on, because this one is really deep. Once you realize that you are the traffic, everything makes complete and unadulterated sense.
Welcome to The Edge, where playing not to lose is not an option. So, Kara, it's time to really talk a little bit more about some of the various components that impact a company's culture. Sound good?
Sounds fabulous.
All right. So a couple of key things that we want to be able to talk about here is organizations need to really be connected with their vision and purpose. So when we think about vision and purpose, it's basically why does the organization even exist? And what will be different in the world as a result of what it is that they do? So many of these types of definitions, we're going to go through vision and purpose, mission, values, those types of things. It's interesting to see the varying degrees that different organizations spend on being connected to their vision, their purpose, their mission, and their values. And some people have those four threads running through the veins of the company, like no tomorrow. Other people might be high on values, but they don't talk that much about their purpose. And so it's really interesting because in super solid cultures, it's about how are these things at the forefront of everyday activities? And how is everything the organization does from an individual level, team level, and organizational level contribute to that? So as I just mentioned, the vision and purpose is why do we even exist and what will be the impact our organization has in the world?
Yeah, it's almost kind of like what's going to be different in the world? based on how the organization, like, how did they make an impact on the world? What's going to be different in the world as a result of the work that that organization truly does?
Yeah. And so you could think about it like us, right? So we often talk about like, what's the purpose of Kickstart Your Edge? Why are we even here? And yes, we go into organizations, we work with high level teams to get them performing better, to be able to get better results, et cetera. We are all about the mindset. We're all about strengths. We're all about helping people have a different type of work experience. At the end of the day, though, part of what will be different in the world is when an employee works with us and they're sitting around their dining room table that evening and they share with their family what they learned. That's part of what I say our purpose is being able to help to change the world by people sharing information they learn from us.
Yeah, and I think that it comes back to impact, right? How do we spread and have what we teach people? It's almost kind of like, how do we have what we teach people and show people and create the awareness around for them to share with somebody else to make that bigger impact?
Another part of the culture is about around the mission, right? So the mission focuses on the goals of the organization, including its core function. And it's basically what and how we do what we do as an organization. Another top one is values. So, Kara, you want to talk a little bit about values?
And you know, it's interesting because these are, I think sometimes, Jen, that so often people get these things, you know, mixed up. Like, oh my gosh, wait, what's a vision statement? Wait, what's a mission statement? A vision statement is looks into the future, right? Defines like where it is that we're going. And the mission statement is really on what it is that we're doing now and how the purpose really truly connects. And then the values are like, okay, these are the blood kind of like, this is what's running through the veins to, you know, have people connect to. that really truly exemplifies how it is that the organization is really going to show up, right? It's, you know, how do we, you know, or let's just say a company's vision is transparency. Great. How are we walking the talk of transparency and connect that to the mission and the vision?
Yeah, I think values are really about how we work with each other in the work that we do. What are our principles? What do we agree upon? What do we stand for? And how do we create the values of what we stand for and have them show up in the day-to-day of everything that we do? So often things are explicit or implicit, right? So explicit means that something is clearly stated, it's in detail, there is no room for confusion or for doubt. And implicit is when things are implied, but not directly expressed. And it might be more of just non-tangible behaviors, activities, and the ways of working that are sort of more by not clearly stated, but following what people do.
Yeah, it's kind of like the unspoken things that happen.
And then also a lot of things to think about when it comes to culture is things from an organizational systems context, right? So it's about viewing a company and an organization as part of a larger ecosystem, right? That has a lot of interconnected components. You know, you have employees, you have customers, you have suppliers, you have competitors, regulatory bodies, broader community, and understanding how the culture will impact each individual and the group collectively across all the work experience. So it's a lot of times is looking at the systems that are in place that then take the organization as the forefront and then the employees and how they fit into those systems.
Yeah, I think that a part of that, Jen, is that it really truly recognizes the complexity of all those other, like the social issues, and how do we really address them in a broader context rather than just, you know, focusing on this individual thing, this individual factor, that individual factor.
Having a culture is totally going to affect an employee's experience, which therefore impacts the employee's engagement. So when you think about an employee experience, it's the sum of all the interactions the employee has with their employer, right? So think about it from filling out a job application, onboarding from day one, going through their day-to-day work, getting the work done, hitting their goals. And even if they're transitioning and exiting from the company, what is that end-to-end experience like? And a positive employee experience is one that's going to create engaging and fulfilling work environments that not only meets the employee needs, but also meets the organizational needs as well. So it's about how do you create an experience for somebody that at the end of the day, they feel they have contributed to a bigger picture, there's fulfillment and there's meaning that in turn gets an employee to be able to do their best work.
You know what, Jen, I think that when you think about employee experiences, it's fascinating to be able to watch the different kinds. And this obviously leads right into the culture. You know, how much are we really, do you just show up one day and there's a desk and it's like, okay, great, you sit here? Or is it the kind of culture where, you know, X amount of weeks before you're even starting or days before you're starting, different people on teams are reaching out to you. You're meeting with somebody, you know, as soon as you walk in the door and they're walking you through everything. So that just, that employee experience in cultures is just so important. And, you know, what kind, again, are you creating? Because if you're not consciously creating that employee experience, it just gets so scattered.
Yeah. And it does all come down and connect with employee engagement. And it's so interesting because people talk about employee engagement a lot. And I think if you could just simplify it to the emotional commitment and connection an employee feels towards their organizations, its goals, and its values. That's what employee engagement is. It's really that connection. And when people feel emotionally connected to an organization, its goals, and its values, then they're going to want to be there. They're going to want to make a difference. They're going to want to contribute. They're going to feel valued and appreciated and be able to do their best work. So as Karen and I continue to explore the cultures of various organizations, we wanted to give you those different terms so that you can think about how is your vision and purpose? Do you even know the mission of your organizations? How do you see the values in work? Where do some of the systems break down that people aren't having the same experiences across the board? And what is the individual employee experience that ultimately turns into employee engagement? And if you're struggling with your own engagement, which one feels off in your organization? Where can you make a change? How do you start to be able to become more emotionally connected to the organization you work with? It's all really fascinating thoughts. We do have a lot of power in how it is that we show up, but it's really understanding if you were to do a culture audit within your organization, where it is that you would actually stand.
You know, Ajahn, because when people don't leave quote unquote companies, they leave cultures and they leave leaders. So ask yourself, you know, are people leaving or are people staying?
Love it.
Thanks for listening to the Kickstart Your Edge Play to Win Leadership Podcast.
Craving more?
Of course you are. Check out our website at kickstartyouredge.com,
where we fire you up, fan the flames of your competitive edge culture, and ignite your tenacious pursuit of an all-out play-to-win mindset.